tempers have been flaring lately at Oakland school board meetings as parents and students stage frequent protests over a plan to close some schools. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says one that got out of hand last month brought a police brutality claim today against the school district.
On October 23rd, the Oakland School Police put barricades between the school board and angry demonstrators who were protesting school consolidation. Things turned ugly with baton-wielding cops arresting six people who now claim false arrest and they're demanding damages.
The school board and administration, for reasons that are hard to understand, but certainly constitute a new low in a history of missteps and mistakes by the Oakland School Board, set its police on a group of peaceful parents, teachers, and children.
Attorney Dan Siegel assumes the district will deny the claim, and then he will sue in federal court, alleging First and Fourth Amendment violations. Parent Saru Jayaraman is one of the injured protesters.
One parent had his rib cracked. Several of us have bruises, and in my case, my doctor tells me that the police tore my ACL and damaged my MCL, meniscus, and bone in my knee. I will have to have surgery and a 9-month recovery.
The school district refuses to comment on the case, but its police chief has defended the actions of his officers. In Oakland, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.